Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say.
That's the Hooters bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Sarah Heiner is our guest. She's the president and the publisher and the king biscuit over at Bottom Line Publishing. Bottom Line Personal is their periodical. They have many other publications, including their yearbook, which I love telling people about. Sarah, and thanks again for being here. Give us the website again, please.
Bottomlineinc.com.
All right.
And we're going to relaunch it soon. Very exciting.
Good. Well, good luck with that. I'm dealing with some of those growing pains myself right now.
It is not easy.
No, it's not. So, all right. One of the things that you guys covered recently is the stock market. Now, the stock market just can't quite get over the hump, can it? And I haven't paid attention the last couple of days.
Right now, it's all speculation right now.
Yeah.
But
it's gotten so close to 20,000, and I haven't watched. I haven't really paid attention the last couple of days. I've been kind of busy, but I didn't notice what it did yesterday. I'm assuming it didn't
well,
do that.
It was closed yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. Yesterday, that's right. So
it
anyway,
yesterday.
So that's the reason I didn't hear anything.
So, yeah, I heard it's supposed to open down today.
One of my predictions for the year is that the stock market would close closer to 20,000 than to 21,000. And even if the economy does take off, I differentiate the economy and the stock market. They're two different animals, aren't they?
Well, the stock market is a game, right? You know, I mean, it really is. A game and a manipulation is the truth of the matter.
Yeah.
But we do an article every year with Alan Sinai, who's one of the leading economists, and get his take
right,
on it.
Right.
And he really thinks that the bull market's going to last for another couple years.
Mm-hmm.
And which doesn't mean that every sector is going to do well and be powerful.
But a bull market doesn't mean it's going to go to 25,000.
No, it does not.
A bull market means that it's not going to collapse yet.
Well, there's probably not going to be
a correction.
There's going to be continued growth, you know, and then there are those that have said that even though, you know, the economy has certainly bounced back since 2009, but it's been the longest, slowest, you know, bull market turnaround in forever. And right now, again, Trump is a lot of talk, a lot of promises, but no one knows how things are going to shake out. And even, you know, he's promising a whole tax code change,
mm-hmm.
but his view on what tax code is, I heard this morning that, you know, his view and the Republican plan,
different.
Republicans is too complicated for him. He says, like,
mm-hmm.
you need to make it simple for people. Stop with all the excess. He really wants to strip down and do smart, clean business. So we're all hoping.
My money's on him. I think he's going to change politics. And if that's the case, he'll change a lot of other things, maybe like the stock market. But the thing that there was a time, Sarah, when people would say that the stock market was a leading indicator of the economy, that if it was up, that means 6 months from now the economy was going to go up. If the stock market started down, that means the economy was going down 6 months. Today, the stock market is merely a leading indicator of itself.
I agree with that. I mean, I think because most people, again, go talk to the people who lost their jobs, who are underemployed. The vast majority of people have no savings. They're not
Main
in
Street,
the stock market.
Main Street has been barely above a recession for 8 years. All the while, the stock market was reaching new heights. The economy went negative in 14 and 15 first quarters, first quarters 14 and 15, and almost went negative in 16 the first quarter. All three of those quarters, the stock markets went to record levels. What's wrong with that picture?
That's going to be the interesting thing, I think, to watch, and that's what drove Trump's election,
mm-hmm.
is Main Street.
That's exactly
because
right.
Talking about getting jobs.
I promise you, small business owners, more than any sector, any business sector, small businesses change the election.
Exactly. And in fact, we talked, I had a meeting last week with advisors over at one of the big investing houses, and they were talking about that M&A, it should be a really big year for M&A and for smaller to mid-cap M&A.
Yeah.
that a lot of smaller businesses, growing business, that will now be purchased.
One of the things that I think is going to happen, this is similar to the homeowners thing we talked about earlier. There are other factors now in selling your home that people didn't have to deal with 20 years ago. There are demographic issues. There are regulatory issues that didn't used to be on the table beyond your own, you know, whether your house was sellable or not. That's the case in home ownership. The stock market is very much like that because, see, I believe the stock market, I think we've already had, you've heard of peak oil, where they say peak oil is when, you know, after you go over peak oil, that means you're in the decline as far as your reserves are concerned, right?
Yes, okay.
I think we've already had peak stock market.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's all just numbers, so does it really matter? The big question is what's ending up in people's pockets.
But my point, though, on that is I think in the future, fewer and fewer companies are going to go public.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That, I don't know. I mean, don't forget, they still have the mindset of, so the startups, what it is, anyone that's starting a company, they're already planning what they call their liquidity event.
Yeah.
Where they're
either
going to be acquired or they're going to go public.
Mm-hmm. And I say that they're more going to be acquired than ever before and fewer going to go public. That's what I think. I think 50 years from now, they won't be a Wall Street.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see about that. I mean, but again,
I won't, because I won't be here. You'll be here, but I won't be here.
Only if I keep eating healthy. One of the big things that Trump wants to do is reduce the regulations and reduce the corporate burden.
Yep.
These regulations are killing the economy.
That's exactly right. 80% increase in the last 6 years.
Even in the colleges and universities, why are college costs going up? Because they have so many
regulations
that they have to manage paperwork to.
Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, Bottom Line Publications. Quick, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.